This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to stick with transportation here for a minute, but we're going to take a turn to rail. A new passenger rail service was supposed to open in Florida this coming weekend from Miami up to Orlando. That has been delayed. No new opening date set so far, but the plan is that this would be an extension of a rail line operated by a private company called Brightline. Brightline, not Amtrak, which does run pretty much every other passenger train in this country. The company also plans to build a passenger train from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, which it hopes to open in time for the 2028 Olympics, which are going to be here in L.A. Thing is, projects like those can cost billions of dollars, and passenger rail is not really known for its big profits. So Marketplace's Henry Epp looking into why private companies are getting into the rail game.
Back in the day, private companies took passengers on trains all over the U.S. all the time, says Robert Puentes, the head of the Eno Center for Transportation.
Within cities, between cities, all across the country. And then in the 1970s, it all started to change.
Rail companies were losing money on passenger trains, so Congress created Amtrak to run the routes instead. But outside the Northeast, passenger rail has kind of limped along ever since. One reason, Amtrak mostly relies on freight rail tracks, and those cargo trains often get to go first. That leads to delays for Amtrak. In Florida, it's different. The company developing the new route also owns the tracks and a bunch of nearby real estate, says John Robert Smith, chair of the group Transportation for America.
This was a real estate development project for them. And as they built out the rail, they built out apartments and condominiums.
That gave the company built-in ridership. Brightline got millions of dollars from the government for the Florida project, but out west, they're asking for nearly $4 billion from the feds. And that's typical.
Passenger rail needs a public subsidy to work.
Adi Tomer is a senior fellow at Brookings.
That's the case for driving in terms of highways or air travel in terms of the airports and air traffic control systems.
And right now, there's federal money up for grabs from the infrastructure law passed a few years ago, Tomer says, and that presents an opportunity for new rail.
For private market entrants to look for areas where they can turn a profit both for their shareholders while still offering a competitive service to their passengers.
Still, there's a wild card, climate change. Railroad tracks across the South have warped this summer under extreme heat, and coastal erosion is threatening lines in California. Again, Robert Puentes at the Eno Center.
We've got to make sure that the infrastructure that is being built now is going to be resilient.
Not just for today, but for a warmer climate going forward. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.